Okay, we are picking up on the very top of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph with the words of Meisiv Rav Shimi Bar Abba. Our learning is once again sponsored. Le'iloi Nishmas Shulamis Ba'as Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. Just to remind ourselves, the Gemara suggested that when Mishnah was Matar Koyen to Makav the Karbanos, to someone that's asked to drive benefit, that was only by Mechusirei Kapara. If, however, he was other Karbanos, the Gemara was saying, maybe because the Kohanim are Shluchei Didan, they are acting as our agents, and as our agents, I'm usher to derive benefit from him. That, in fact, would be usher. Again, there was a machlokes whether the Kohanim are shluchei, there was a suffix, whether the Kohanim are acting as shluchei didan, or shluchei deshmaya, that they're just acting on behalf, either not behalf of Hashem, they're acting with Hashem's will, and not as our shlichim. So it says the Gemara, now, Meisiv Rav Shimi Bar Abba, imaya koyen. So if a person, the Gemara again is going to bring a raya over here, that all korbanos are permitted for Kohanim, because they are Shluchei Dishmaya. That's what Gemara wants to bring a raya for. So Gemara says, Rav Meisi Rav Shimi Bar Abba, Ima Yakoyen, Yizrok Alav Dam Chatosoi, Vedam Hashamoi. So we quote the Braisa. The Braisa tells us that if the person who is Usher to give benefit to the person who was the Madir, right? So Ruvain made a neder not to benefit from Shimon, and Shimon was the Kohen. So then still, Yizrok Alav Dam Chatosoi, Vedam Hashamoi. He is permitted to bring the blood of his chatas and the blood of his asha, meaning he's allowed to be marked of the korban for him. And now the braisa seemingly doesn't specify any type of particular chatas or asham, which apparently would permit all types of chatas for asham. Now, most of the chatas and most of the ashams are not going to be for mechuser kapara. Only asham metzora is going to be mechuser kapara. And asham, right, gzelos, nazir, so talway, all those are not have anything to do with person who is mechuser kapara. Yet the Mishnah, the Braisa seems to imply that all of them are mutter for a Kohen to be makrif on behalf of Ruvi. So this again would be a problem if you assume that they're acting on behalf of the person, because he would not be allowed to do that. We give an answer only by mechuser kapara, even if yod shluchei didan, only by mechuser kapara because he doesn't need das like Rabbi Yochanan. But this doesn't have an answer because this lechora is going to be something which does require das of the bialim, and yet, it is something that, at the end of the day, is mutter for him to do. So the Ran just points out, but wait a second, why are we running to a braisa to ask this very question? The braisa also told that our Mishnah, on Daf Lamed Hamad Beis, told us that you're allowed to be makriv chatalos ve'ashamos. Isn't that seemingly also definitely chatas ve'asham? So the Ran, in fact, says that there's actually those who had the girsa that said, you're right, you should say that it was actually asking from our Mishnah, not from a Braisa. Not from the Braisa. So that's, but the Ran actually defends our girsa, which is asking only on the Braisa, and not from our Mishnah. He says, our Mishnah is not a Raya at all. Because our Mishnah actually seems to imply that we're specifically talking about the Chatas and Asham of someone who's Mechuser Kapar like a Metzora. Because the specific examples are following that of a Zav and Zava and Yoledes, which are all people from Mechuser Kapara, and then we continue Chatas Asham. So Lechora, our Mishnah, the Ran points out, is actually specifically talking about, that's the more meduyak way of reading it, the simple understanding of the Mishnah is actually referring only to a case of Mitzoros Chatas V'yashem, and that's why you don't bring a riot from the Mishnah. Okay, it's a very important Ran. But either way, we're asking Akasha that this Raisa seems to blanketly say that all Chatas and all Ashams are going to be permitted for a coin to be makriv on behalf of the person who is the Madir who made an Hana against that coin, yet it's still Mutter. So it says the Gemara, Dam Chatas Hashem Metzora. No, even the Braisa we could teach is explaining that we're talking about the Dam Hashem Hashem Metzora, the Dam Chatas and the Dam Hashem of a Metzora, and therefore they're permitted, like Rabbi Yochanan told us, which we learn, this is the Halach of the Metzora, which Rabbi Yochanan learned, Bein Gadol Bein Katan, and he learned it out by Zostia Astaras Yoledes, similar drasha that we have over here, that whether it's a Katan or a Gadol, a person could be bringing the korban on his behalf, and therefore we see that obviously a katan is lav bar das, and since a katan is lav bar das, we see that you don't need das of the bialim with regards to be makriv a korban which is mechuser kapara, those who are lacking atonement, and therefore we see that that's not really acting on his behalf according to anybody, and even if you hold shluchei didan, would hold that that's not a problem. Fine. So the Gemara wants to bring another raya that maybe that they're definitely going to be shluchei of Akash Baruch Hu and not shluchei didan. So says the Gemara Tznan. Another Mishnah. This Mishnah now is the Maseches Gittin. The Mishnah in Gittin tells us that Koyanim shepiglu v'mikdash. If Koyanim had made something pigle is something which they when they are being makriv an animal and they're sprinkling it, they had intention that they plan on eating the meat after the time you're allowed to eat it. So that's what pigul is. There's an iser daraisa and iser kares to eat pigul. So the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us rather, mezidin chayavin, if they did it on purpose, then they are going to be chayav to give the owner of that animal back his money to be able to be makriv a new korban. If it's a korban that's a chiyav, that's pashat, right? It wasn't yotze his chiyav of a chatas, and now he needs to bring another one. That's pashat that he should be chayav to pay him. But the chiddush is, even with regards to a korban which is an adava is voluntarily, so I thought, okay, if I volunteered a korban, and he didn't bring the voluntary korban, so it's not such a big deal, maybe you shouldn't have to pay him. No, even there you have to pay him, because Rashi points out, if pashat, the owner is going to be very upset that his whole purpose was to lasas nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you've ruined that opportunity for him. And therefore, you would have to pay him, even if it was a korban which was just a voluntary korban, you would have to pay him back if you're mazid. Ha shogegin pturin. That implies that if they did it back by accident, they're going to be pater. Ela shepigulan pigul. However, their pigul is going to be still a pigul. Meaning, in regards to the iser deraisa of eating it and it not yotze the korban, both are very pashut that you're not yotze. However, the only shayla is actually paying. So that's a shayla exactly why it is that you wouldn't have to pay. The Gemara there talks about this. And the Gemara actually asks that question of why don't we bring in the classic example of the Gemara Bava Kama, that Adam Modalam, Bein B'Shogig Bein Mezid. The Mishnah tells us that a person is considered forewarned about everything that he does. Even if he's Shogig for all halachas of damages, he has to pay his friend. Okay? That's the Gemara deals with that over there. We don't have time to get into that, but that's what the Gemara is telling us. Again, so now the Gemara is about to flesh out the Raya. I amar pishla mashluchei d'shmaya havu. Now if you tell me that the Kohanim are acting as Shluchei Deshmaya, the on behalf of Akash Baruch, as you pointed out, like Rav Chatzkel said, Rav Chatzkel Abramsky said, no, it doesn't mean literally, Akash Baruch doesn't need them to act on stage. It means that they're fulfilling the will of Hashem. And they're not really Shaykh to us. That's the point of Shluchei Deshmaya. Hainu Shepigul and Pigul. Now I understand why it's an effective Pigul, because the Kohanim are appointed to serve as the Shlichim of Akash Baruch, regardless of their intentions, and even after the Pigul takes effect, it's going to be Chal. But if you tell us that the Kohanim are really acting on our behalf, so why pigul? Why should it be pigul in the case where they did it by accident? You should say to him, I appointed you as a shliach to make my situation better and not to ruin my situation. So the shlichus should be chal only if you're acting on my behalf. If you did something which is detrimental to me, I should taina that you weren't in fact my shliach at all. And that's why it's a kasha over here. Because, again, here, when it comes to, if you say pigul that it was done, that there's shluchei d'shmaya, so then it makes sense that we could apply the principle of adam oser davar she'eno shelo. Normally, I can never aser your item. I can't be makdish your item. I can't say your item is oser to you. I can't do any of those things because I can't in adam oser davar she'eno shelo. And therefore, that makes sense, but when you say that it's shluchei d'shmaya, so then whether they have the ability to be asering, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them the right ki'ilu to aser it to you. But when the kohen is a shluchei didan and you don't have this concept, so then the only reason that he's being chal and able to act on this korban is because you appointed him. Now this is regular halacha of shlichus, and it comes to shlichus, you could taina that you only wanted him to do what was in your best interest, and if he didn't, he's not yel shliach at all. And therefore, lachora, we're understanding that it should not be a valid shlichus, and therefore it should be considered not the case of ruining the item. So the Gemara says, lachora, that's a problem over here, according to the one who holds shluchei didan. So the Gemara says, no, amre, we could explain, shani gabe pigul, that pigul is a specific zeres hakasav. Really, you're right, they are shluchei didan. And if you held that Shluchei Didan, really the Shlichus shouldn't be Chal when they did it by accident, because you could taina that they only when L'Shlichus Shavaseich L'Tugnei V'Lavasi, that only when they're benefiting your situation, only then is when they should be acting on your behalf. However, in a situation where they're not acting on your behalf, it should not be Chal. However, we have Xeris Akasav that says, Del Makra, Lo Yichashiv Lo. The whole Pazuk says, V'im Ha'ochel Yo'ochel Mi'basar Zevach Shlamav, B'yom HaShishi, this is talking about pigul. You're eating it on the third day, this is actually talking about the Isser of eating it, okay, it's talking about pigul. Lo Yiratze Makrivoso, Lo Yichashiv Lo Pigul Yiyeh. It should not be considered Lo Yichashiv Lo, it should not be considered for him. What do we have? A drasha? Mikol Makom. The drasha is telling us that a Makrivoso, Lo Yichashiv Lo. That one who is offering it should not be intended, meaning that the telling us that the koyen and not the owner is the one who is postuling this korban, even if he is the shliach of the balabayas who was moder hanah from him. So therefore, you could still argue that kohanim are Shluchei Didan and not a Shluchei Dishmaya. And the only reason that it's that case really is considered a pigle, even though it was an inadvertent pigle, still because you can tell that there's a Xeris Akosuvav says Lo Yichashiv Lo, which is Mikol Maka. Okay, Vaiter says the Gemara now. Gufa, going back to analyze the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, says the Gemara now. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan told us that everybody requires da'as to be knowing that he's being makiv the karbanos, except for those who are mechuser kapara, sharei adam may be karban albana ve'albanos avaktanim. Because we find that a person is allowed to bring a korban on behalf of his sons or daughters or aktanim, and they don't have das. So if you're allowed to bring a korban and don't have das, it shows you be'etzem, somebody who doesn't have das is allowed to be makriv on behalf of the someone who doesn't have das, you're allowed to be makriv on their behalf, and therefore we see that the whole korban itself does not require das. Rabbi Yochanan actually is talking about Chiddush. Ron pointed this out before, that Rabbi Yochanan would be adding in that we can be done in Efshar Mashiach. So the Gemara says sometimes when something is impossible, the Torah allows something, like a katan never has das, ever. Until he reaches the Israel of Mitzvah, al pi halacha, he doesn't have das. That's why he can't be made Kiddush for us, and that's why he can't daven for them, and that's why, because he's not the Alabar das. That's why he's not punished in based in Shalmata for any of his Averos. So, right, because why? Because he doesn't have das. No matter what, he can never create das. So Rabbi Yochanan is adding a Chiddush. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that, hey, even though he can never have das, and maybe I would have thought only that case is where we assume you don't require das for a korban. No, all across the board we're going to assume you don't need das in terms of the fact that you don't need to formally appoint the person that we're discussing. So the Gemara asks a question, Rabbi Yochanan now, Ela me'ata yavi adam chatas chelev al chavera. If that's the case, you don't require das, maybe you should be allowed to have to be a korban chatas on behalf of his friend without your friend's knowledge that you're even bringing the korban for him. Why? Shekinada maybe al ishta shaita. We know that a person is allowed to bring a korban on behalf of his wife who is not mentally there. Rabbi Yehuda, as we quoted before, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, he learned out that we learned out the Zohar Zeledas, that we learned out that it's talking about even a husband is bringing the korban for his wife who is a shaita. And that would what Rabbi Yehuda told us. So, and if that's the case, so that what comes out, so then Alam Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hefresh Chatas Chelev Al Chaver, Lo'asa Klum, it's not valid. If we accept Rabbi Yochanan's Taina, that we are allowed to learn the Efshar Mishi'i Efshar, as we just pointed out, then we should also learn the case of the Chatas, when the case you're doing it with a wife, who's a Shota, again, it's Efshar, but still, you're allowed to be Makev for Korban for her, so if that's the case, then the Lacha should be, you're allowed to be Makev a Chatas for everybody, even without their knowledge. So says the Gemara, no. Let's take a step back for a second. How do you even have a case where a person is marked of a korban for his wife who is not mentally capable? So the Gemara says, if she ate chelev when she was a shota, she was mentally incompetent. So then that can't be that you were going to be chayav or korban. We know chayav shota v'katan, always their examples. It's that they do any of their things. They're not chayav. They don't have to make a korban. They don't do that because they are people that are lav bar das. So she doesn't have to bring a korban. Now, okay, so she ate it. She was normal. And something happened to her, she had a mental breakdown. She lost sanity. She's no longer a sane person. So then, says the Gemara, Ha Amar Rabbi Rabba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Acha Chelev Ifrish Korban. If a person ate Chelev, they're mafresh the korban chatas because they are, right, they did an avera that was chayav them a korban chatas, v'nishtata, and then afterwards they lost mental capacity, then they became insane. So the halacha is, v'chazer v'nishtata, and then afterwards they lost it for a little bit, and Baruch Hashem, they had a refuah shlema, and they came back to it. So the halacha is possible, because this is the halacha of dichwe. The halacha of dichwe is, ha'ohel v'nidche yidche. There's a concept that the animal has to be roy to be makav on the mizbeach all the while that you from when you're makdish it to when you bring it. So now, if a person becomes a shota, at that point, no longer needs to bring a korban, and therefore the korban is not supposed to be brought on the mizbeach. So therefore, it has what's called a tichoy. It's not allowed to be brought. Now, even if at a later point it becomes re-koshered again, right? It becomes kosher because the person became sane, but still there was that tkufa, that 1 month period, let's say, where she was insane, that the lacha, that korban was no longer fit to be bringing on the mizbeach, and therefore we say, lacha, ahoel v'yidcha, nidcha yidcha. So therefore, what comes out is therefore there would be no case where the husband is bringing chatas on behalf of his wife who's a shota. And then, so when we learn out Zos Toras, the chatas for a woman who is giving birth, it's not coming to include a shota for this halacha, not for a chatas, but rather only for the korban of the yoledes, that point, that she gave birth, that she did do, that she's allowed to be makir for korban, but not for the chatas of the woman who is a shota. So that's what comes out over here, but what we see from there, that point, that we don't have a case of a shota, so therefore it's not a kasha. So the Gemara says, Elam Ata, fine. Another kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, though. We could have another kasha that Yavi Adam Pesach al Chaveira. A person should be able to bring a Korban Pesach without even telling his friend. How do I know this? Again, if a person can bring on behalf of his children who are Ktanim, and therefore they cannot give obviously das that they want to be part of a korban. Now, why do I have to know they're part of a korban? That's what the Gemara Pesachim, if you remember way back when we did in the Daf Yomi, the pasuk tells us. So, what do we learn from Sela Vesavos Sela Bayis? That you need a minoy. It needs to actually be appointed. It needs to be every person has to be a mimane. And we had all the different permutations and things in Gemara Pesachim. You need a minoy to be keilu, like you're registered. You're part of a chabura for a korban Pesach. So if the father is doing it for the children, and they're not able to give das, we see that maybe someone else should be able to do it even without das. That I can put Reuven on my Korban Pesach without even telling him, just like I could bring my children and they don't have das. If, again, we hold up Rabbi Yochanan's principle of danin, efshar mishi'i efshar. So the Gemara says, Alam Rabbi Elazar, but if that's the case, Rabbi Yochanan should say, yeah, you can. However, Rabbi Elazar tells us, Hefresh Pesach al Chaveir, if someone separated a Korban Pesach on behalf of his friend, lo asa klum, without telling him, that is not a proper mino, it's not considered content. So Zak the Gemara Amar Vizera, Sela Vesavos Lav Da Gaisa. The concept of Sela Vesavos, which requires everybody to be Mimane on the Korban Pesach, that's not a full-fledged requirement specifically for Ktanim. Specifically for Ktanim, therefore, you would not be able to learn the halachas for Gedolim. The Sela Vesavos was really a halacha for Gedolim, but not for Ktanim. And the Gemara says, and how do I know that? How do I know that Sela Vesavos does not apply for Ktanim? May this stand from the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us the following. Haomer Levanav, if someone says to his children, Hareini Shoichet is a Pesach, I'm going to be Makav the Korban Pesach, Al Mishi Ala Mekem Yerushalayim, for the first one of you that come to Yerushalayim. So he's trying to, we can see in the Hemshech, that he wants to brush them, try to come, right, actively. So once I get there, I'm going to be shechting the Korban for whoever comes first. Fine. So Kevon Shechit Rosh HaRobah, so the first one came in there, into Yerushalayim, Zacha V'chalkam, Zacha Zachavimo. So he acquires his right to be part of the Korban Pesach, not only him, but even his brothers, who did not come, they're also going to be considered part of the Korban. So the Gemara says, V'yamret Sela V'savos Doraisa. Now if we're telling us that Sela V'savos is Doraisa, on Ktanim, Al Bisra Kayam Azakilu, the son be standing near the Korban that was already shechted and acquired for his brothers, obviously not. Meaning that you can't be after the Korban is shechted, it's already too late. So now, the brother himself, I understand how he's able to acquire his share of the Korban Pesach, because retroactively, the Mefreya, he is going, when the father says, he added whoever's coming first. But the other brothers, how are they acquiring the share from him on behalf of the brother? Ella, lama, lehu, damar, lo, navun. So rather, we must understand that Sela V'savos does not literally mean that Ketanim are included. And why did their father at all tell them, I'm going to shecht wherever you comes first? Kedila Zarzim, you want mitzvahs, you want to rush and come to the Beis HaMikdash as quickly as possible, and they were running because they wanted to be involved. They wanted to be part of their father's Korban Pesach. So therefore, since it doesn't apply to Ketanim, therefore he made this comment. And therefore, there's no kasha in Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, Tanim Abi Achin, only that we bring a Braisa. Maisa Haya, there was once a time where the father made this stipulation. Vekadme Banos Labanim, and the daughters, they ran faster than the sons. And if Vanessa Buzz's resource, everyone was saying, wow, look at that. Look at how much the daughters want to be Mekayim the mitzvah. Ubanim Shvalim, and the sons are very embarrassed, right? They were at a lower level because that we see that that's what happened. Now, it doesn't say that the sons didn't get the Korban Pesach and the daughters did. Rather, it just says Shvalim, that they're embarrassed, right? They were low. They were lowly because they're embarrassed that the daughters got it first. But it doesn't say that they weren't allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. The Chora, the Diyuk is that they were in fact allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, and therefore it's not a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, and we finished that point. Okay, now the Mishnah tells us the Torah Mes Trumasa, I'm allowed to, if the Madir, Reuven says to Shimon that he's Aser V'anah from him, Shimon is still allowed to be taking off Truma on his behalf. So the Gemara says a question of what Mishnah is talking about, a different question which will then have reference to our Mishnah. Ibailahu, they asked the question, Hatorah Mishalo al Shachavera. Someone is taking off Truma from his own produce on behalf of his friend's produce that had not been taken off Truma Samaishus yet. Tzarech Daitola, really specifically Truma here. Do you need to tell him about it? So again, Reuven has a whole thing, a pile of Tevel. Tevel is where Truma Samaishus is taken off, and Shimon wants to help him out and take off from his own produce, so he'll take off an extra two. So again, they each said, say, had 100 apples. And both of them are tevel. So Reuven's not around, and Shimon wants to take off on behalf of him and for Reuven. So what he'll do is take off two. You have to take off around 2% of Benin, and let's assume so. Take off two apples of his own, and he'll take off another two apples on behalf of Reuven as well. So says the Gemara that over here that do we assume that in this case, that would a person allowed to do this? Do we assume Zachel Adam Shalom Befanav, would this be allowed to be effective if Truma is doing it, if he's doing it from his own bread? Now the Gemara says pretty explicitly in Bav Metzia that you're not allowed to do it without his das from his own produce. However, over here we're talking about where you're going to use your produce and do it on his behalf. So that might be the Gemara Suffolk, why this specific case might be mutter or not. This gets into the whole question of Zachin Ladam Shalba Fana, which kind of is relevant to our sugya. Is Rosh Hashanah likes to quote the Ktosa Choshen, which discusses the Ramah says that if a person is not around and you see her challah, the person's challah, you could take off challah for them because of Zachin. Now, that is a chiddush, because the concept of Zachin Adam Shalom Befanav is that I'm allowed to do a kinyan on your behalf. But to also do a kinyan for you that you're doing on your behalf, that's a bigger chiddush over here, because the kinyan of Zachin Adam Shalom Befanav is Zachin Me Adam, not Zachin, it's Zachin Le Adam and not Zachin Me Adam. That's a Ktosis understanding. He doesn't like the Ramah. Again, I think we pass like the Ramah, but that's a Shaila in general about the concept of Zachin. So get back to over here. So the Gemara says, do you need his das or not? So says the Gemara, mi aminan kevan eschus ulo. Do we assume that it's eschus lo tarich das, and you won't need it because you're going to be losing nothing, and he's gaining the fact that his produce is not tevel. Adum a mitzvah delayu. Maybe it's his mitzvah to remove his truma on his own, to take off truma. V'nichal le'levavde. He wants to do truma. He wants to take off that mitzvah, and you need his explicit das. Otherwise, because maybe he would want to do the mitzvah himself. Mitzvah bo moser v'shlucha. So you're taking away his mitzvah. So zok the gemara toshma atoychem et tumasav es moisav ledaitoy. Our Mishnah says, that's why we're bringing this question, because our Mishnah says you're doing it on his behalf. So the Mishnah is going to qualify 2 points over here from the Gemara is going to qualify 2 points from the Mishnah. We see that you're allowed to, whose produce are you taking off the truma from, and whose das do you acquire? So zok the gemara, we're going to figure this out now. But Mayaskina, what exactly are we talking about in the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Ilim, I mean, Bala Kri. You can tell me the cases where the truma was taken off from produce belonging of the owner, and it was also taken off by belonging to owner as well. So, Daita Deman. And the Gemara is clarifying, now, which consent are we talking about over here? Ilim, Ala Daita Delay. You're talking about with the guy's own consent, meaning Shimon didn't ask Reuven at all, and Shimon just did it. So the Gemara says, "Man shava shaliach." Who appointed Shimon to do that on his produce? You're not allowed to do it on his things, on his behalf, without telling him. That is not allowed. That's what we're talking about. The Gemara Vitzia says explicitly, "On Cain Turim Magama Tem Turim." They need to know about it in that case. So Elo Adaito De Balakri must be talking about the consent of the owner of the pile, literally. Hakabahanalei, but that can't be, because if I did that, if Shimon's doing it from his own produce and doing it on behalf of Reuven, that is going to be, he was talking about our Mishnah, which is talking about where his mother, Shimon, from benefiting him. The Gavet Shechusa, he's acting as his Shaliach, and therefore, there is a problem, because that is being Nene, he's going to be Mahane, Reuven, and Reuven has made a neder against being Nene from Shimon. Ela Mishalosh, so what are we explaining? Mishalosh Shal Balakrin. Mishnah must be talking about a case where the truma from his own produce for the purposes of the owner. Well, the daita demand, what does it mean? Consent? Ilim adaita de balakri, the one who, again, is owner of the produce, remove it. That can't be a kamahanale. That would be, again, the same issue. Alav adaita de nafshe. We're talking about a case where you're doing it with his own consent. He's acting on his own. And we see there's removing it from his friend. Now, itzar of das. Now, if you require das in this case, Reuven has to tell Shimon explicitly he wants him to do this. Then he can't. Then by Shimon doing that, he'd be acting on Reuven's behalf, and Reuven is moder enough for him. It can't be that that's the case. El alav the itzar of das we see over here a raya tar bailu that it should be that this is the very case, and therefore you do not require das, because if Reuven had to explicitly give das to Shimon, that would be highly problematic. So it says the Gemara, no, the Ola Mishel Balakri al Balakri. The Mishnah is talking about a case, the produce of the owner of the items and on his own produce. And obviously you do require his das, but the Gemara said, wait a second, you can't do that. You can't do that because if he requires his das, then that is going to be Mehanahim. If Reuven says explicitly to Shimon, hey, can you take this off for me, for my own produce, my apples, you have 100 apples, take off 2 of them for me, please. And then Shimon does it, that's going to be doing something on behalf of Reuven, which is us. Reuven made a neder hanah from Shimon. So the Gemara says, what am I supposed to be talking about? Kedama Rava, as Rava tells us in a different context. Rava is talking about a different point. But Rava tells us, where the owner of the produce says, whoever wants to take off the truma can do it. And therefore, you didn't explicitly apply that Shimon should do it. You said anybody. Shimon goes ahead and do it. That's not called an actively giving benefit to Reuven. That would be okay. And he's taking it on your behalf where you explicitly said that it's okay for him to do so. So we don't answer our previous question based on that. And there, Hachadami Be'omer, then our Mishnah was also speaking of that case, like Rava told us, and therefore we don't have a raya, yes or no, whether it's going to be mutter for, in the case where we have a Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has 100 apples and Shimon has 100 apples. Can Shimon take off 4 apples as Truma, 2 on behalf of his own apples and 2 on behalf of Reuven, where Reuven did not appoint him to do so? We're not sure. That question is left unanswered. So says the Gemara, Boy mine Rabbi Yirmiya Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya asked of Rabbi Zeira, Hatorah Meshalo al Shel Chavera. In a case of someone who separates Truma from his own produce for the purposes of his friend, Tuba Sana Shalmi, who gets to benefit this? Now, normally, when it comes to a Kohen, there is a small financial gain by this. It's called Tuba Sana, usually a very small financial gain. What exactly is Tuba Sana over here? If a Yisrael has a grandson, like his daughter married a Kohen, so his grandson is going to be a Kohen. So the person who's in charge of the Truma may accept a small amount from that Yisrael in return to giving that Truma to his grandson. That's what's called Tuvasana. And also the fact that the Kohen is giving, is going to be happy that you gave it to him, is going to do you favors in the future because you gave him Truma. That's also Tuvasana. So generally, it should be pointed out, the Kohen is not allowed to come to you and ask you for Truma. So the Gemara talks about that's the Pasuk, Shichasem Bris HaLevi. If a person comes and tries to, they say, hey, give me the Truma, you're not supposed to be doing that. So, but here it was different because the grandfather's doing it on his behalf, that's okay. So the Gemara says, but who is in charge of that? Who's able to determine which Kohen to give it to? So says the Gemara, what's the stadim of the Safik? Mi aminan ilav peret dahayach. Do we assume that it had not been for the person who is separating the Truma? Mi metakna kriyahu, what his owners, what he wouldn't have taken care of it, meaning the side over here, we view that the person who's taking it off as the one who's responsible. Because it's all because of him. Odilma ilav kariyadahu, had not been for the person, Reuven's, pile, lavi and period, and truma, he would not be taken off any truma, so therefore, you should not be able to give the truma. So Gemara answers, Amar Lei, Rabbi Zera says back to Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Kla, Es kol tvas zarecha vinasata. All of your produce, and so specifically gives vinasata, is the giving, mentioned in the later pasuk, the nasata is later, all these 3 seconds later, in the pasuk safei, that pasuk of giving is referring to the owner that we're talking about who planted it. So we see that the owner of the actual pile of the produce, he's the one who gives the truma to the coin of his choice. It's his decision. The Gemara says, "Esi ve'akasha." Though, is that really true? Torim es shumasav es mosav ledaitai. Person who's usher to have to madir ana is allowed to separate the other person's trumas and maizos with his consent. Now, if you tell me that a benefit belongs to the owner of the pile of the item of the apples, hakamanale, it turns out he's benefiting the owner. Elish Mahmadatabadilayu must be that it's the one who's doing the mafresh, the one who's mafresh the truma. The Gemara says, no, we could give the same answer we said before. Amrei lo, Michelle Balakri, Alsha Balakri. That to the Balakri and the owner of the actual item itself, that the person is seen as, is not going to be seen as benefiting the owner, even though it's the owner's produce on behalf of the owner. And what is that case? Omar Kolorot Zalitron Yavav Yitram. It was explained by Rava before that even though the owner has the benefit of gratitude, since he didn't specify that Shimon should be doing it on his behalf, that's going to be considered okay. So says the Gemara, we don't have an answer yet. Tashra, let's try to bring another raya. Another raya is Damar Bibago Amar Biyochanan, Amaktish Mosif Chomesh. In a case where someone is Maktish an animal, and then it develops a blemish, you have to add a fifth when you're Pode. So Biyochanan is teaching us that the owner is going to be considered the person who is Maktish, the animal, not the one who requires it. And we're talking about a case where someone was madir to bring a korban, and his friend was makdish the animal to fulfill that person's obligation, that neder, and then he ended up bringing it. So now we're talking about the makdish, actually the one who is the makdish is the one who adds the fifth. Umiskap rosa tamura. However, who made the neder, he's the one who can make a tamura if he replaces it illegally. Alpi the halacha, the isra the raisa of saying he doesn't want it to be that animal, he wants it to be a different animal, it's going to be the isra on him. Torah mishalo, al she'ino shalo. Now it says pretty explicitly right here that a person who, in the case of one is separating Chuma for his own produce, for produce that is not his, the benefit is going to be the person who is being mafreshit. So Rabbi Yochanan is telling our question that we are assuming that it is in fact on the person who is being mafresh the truma. He has the tuvas ana. He can choose who the produce goes to, and therefore we have answered our question. Okay, B'ez Hashem, we'll pick up with Melamdo, Midrash, Halachos, Vagadus, Amirta Hashem, and tomorrow's daf.